ships. I carried her across the threshold. I had to make two trips. But alas, that wicked gypsy girl, she's ruined my poor life. She's gone back to her mother, and now I'm going back.
You are listening to WRCT in the Pittsburgh, of course, and this is Zombo's Deep Archive. Yeah, a real neat rebroadcasting I'm doing of old shows starting in 2009. I got all the shows starting digitally in 2009, so my Thursday show are going to be all these really great old shows from 13 years ago, and I'm just going to keep going. I got shows and shows and shows as long as they'll give me the Deep Archive slot. This show in particular, that's an interesting one. February the 6th, 2009, probably about a day or two after Lux Interior of the Cramps died. And I was really good friends with his brother, Mike the Spike. And he would come on my radio show in Akron and we'd hang out. And he gave me just a wealth of tapes that Lux Interior made for him. He let me broadcast these and play them, and he had all this great music that I got secondhand from Lux Interior through his brother. So let's continue another section of Zombo's Deep Archive, Zombo in Your Brain, coming live to you tomorrow, Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. But now let's dig like the last little section of the Zombo in Your Brain from 2009. Back then, the show was 5 hours long. I only have 3 hours now, so we're going to get rid of the last 2 hours, but you'll never know the difference. Rebroadcast Zombo on WBCQ, The Planet, shortwave radio, and RadioCrown.com. So let's dig back into some vintage Zombo.
Things get brighter day by day when you listen to the Big W. Life is lighter in every way when you listen to the Big W. So laugh it up and let yourself go with King Size Radio, the Big WRCT, Radio Carnegie Tech. I'm a lonely man.
Domicolecki va fanare a manome. Domicolecki va fanare a manome.
Hey, there we go. I think we got our fill of them filthy gypsies. That was the amazing Three Mustafas Three. Oh, what a band they are and were. They're still, they never officially broke up, but man, Three Mustafas Three doing Trois by Trois, the country version. That means three by three. All right, in front of that, we heard The Rockin' Gypsy by Joe Mapes and Larry Collins. Gypsy Dance, Benny Hill. Man, I forgot how funny that Benny Hill stuff was. Now I just remembered. Damn, that Benny Hill stuff is funny. Yeah, it's good to remember. The Surf Tones gave us the Gypsy Misery Loop. As much of that as I could stand. This ain't gonna last. Let's get back into the Lux Interior tapes here. These are today's show. I just kind of got sidetracked. If you want to give a call and try and sidetrack me, that's always good. You know me. I have a really short attention span. 412-621-WRCT is the telephone number. And by the way, tonight at midnight, I will be DJing at Arsenal Lanes, midnight to 2 a.m. So if you want to do some late night bowling and some late night with Zombo thing, man, love to have you. It's always fun, man. It's a blast of Rooney. Bowl and listen to some groovy music? Yeah? What could be better than that? Well, actually, I could name a lot of things better than that, but that's not bad for Lawrenceville. That's tonight, every Friday, midnight to 2 a.m., Zombo's going to be DJing at Arsenal Lanes. Come on, hang out, man. And at the gallery tonight, 6 o'clock till about 10 or 11, the Art of Adam Waldo. You don't want to miss this art show, man. I've been waiting a year to get this guy's art in the studio. And he came along the show yesterday, man. Eye-popping stuff. You will so dig it. So check that out. That's tonight, 6 o'clock, Zombo Gallery. Nice opening reception party. Tell your friends, tell your animas.
412-621-WRCT is the telephone number. All right, let's get back into the RIP Lux Interior. That, like, if you just find, you probably know. If you don't, hey, you probably don't care if you don't know by now. Lux Interior, lead singer of the amazing group, The Cramps. Seminal. I mean, they were there for the punk, the rockabilly, the psychobilly. I mean, these guys did it. And plus, their music was just really, their music taste was great. They really dug a lot of the stuff. Actually, a lot of the Pittsburgh stuff. You know? They dug that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? You do. Cool. All right, let's dig back in. If you want to try and sidetrack me, you're always welcome. 412-621-WRCT is the telephone number. Like I'm saying, these are old mixtapes I got from Lux Interior's brother. Lux made these tapes to drive around, listen to, and give to his friends. He edited them all up, and they're really cool. It's all his old records. I know that the quality's terrible, but so what? The quality of the show's terrible.
Sadistic and startling. Respectable people say it doesn't happen. But respectable people have never met the men and women who play on the fetish side of love. Men and women caught up in a world of bizarre, strange emotions. Girl on that motorcycle. She's naked under leather. Naked under leather. Naked under leather.
Here's a film your conscience will never let you forget. And it's wild beyond belief. Satan's Sadists. I was born by the torn out of today's headlines. A shocking, realistic story of the wave of revolution and anarchy sweeping our country today. Satan's Sadists.
Black Magic. shadow of evil, in the echo of sin, in the icy stare of moonlight, our ghostly tale begins. Dreams of a winter night. How do you think these stories get started? Rated PG. Sleeps at the Vargas house. Can anyone survive its awakening? The evil.
We're not gonna get out!
They can scream. They can run. But they can't escape. Jim Mitchum, Robert Carradine, and Belinda J. Montgomery. Without lights, without law, the most dangerous city in the world explodes in rage.
Dr. Frankenstein's infamous creature. Tens of dozens of victims have kept Count Dracula alive for three centuries. Only one of these beings will survive their meeting.
All new, different, shocking. You've never seen anything like Dracula versus Frankenstein. In color.
Superstar Kareem Abdul-Jabbar talks of his dynamite soul brother, the legendary Bruce Lee.
See, son, fight, he says that when you have to fight.
Conceived by Bruce Lee as the first international black American Chinese motion picture ever made, featuring two superstars, Bruce Lee and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. The brothers muscled right back in spades. Jim Brown, Fred Williamson, Jim Kelly, Richard Roundtree. Four dudes it just don't pay to mess with in one down, two to go.
Cell Block 3.
Okay. Zombo here. Just sludging through these dub tapes. Lux Interior's party tapes. Yeah, you know, hey, you know, I'm lazy today too, which is really good. This. The King of the Undead. Yeah, Dracula and Frank. So it's Lux Interior, the Cramps, his record collection. Well, he probably did these back like in the early 90s. Maybe even in the 80s. I don't know. But he did like these mixtapes to drive around and listen to. And I chummed around with his brother. And I got some. So here's cool. They're playing them today because he croaked Wednesday. So, hey. Plus, you know, for me, it's easy. I just put them in, relaxify, kick back, take a nap, roll over, stretch. You know why? Because I have that chronic fatigue, I reckon. I reckon I have that. If you've experienced extreme exhaustion for 6 months or more, covered with difficulty sleeping and concentrating, body pain and flu-like symptoms. Man, that's me all over. Oh, no. Maybe they should call it Zombo's disease, Zombo syndrome. You could have chronic fatigue syndrome, CFS. Affects more than 4 million people. I think the rest of them are just lazy. But less than 20% have been diagnosed. Visit cdc.gov. Oh, is that the disease control? Ooh, that's the best thing. cdc.gov/CSF for the latest diagnosis and treatment. Get informed, get diagnosed, get help. Will you get help? Get help. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All right, let me do the other PSA here. I'm getting ahead of the game. You know what I'm saying? You do. And don't forget tonight, hey, here's something really cool from the Lung Association. Yeah, that's right. You heard about. Oh, wait a minute. This is Everybody Out of the Pool by the Lifeguards. This is a cool tune. On Lux Interior's Party Tapes. Lead singer from the Cramps. Dead at 62. Wednesday. Dang. You know, that's the other thing, too. The guy that's doing his voiceover just died this year, too. The voiceover man. You know, here's the voiceover man. Oh, but here's that song again. Booby! That Lux. What a nut.
flesh-eating fish common to warm water climes, attacking in schools of hundreds. Their razor-sharp teeth can strip a man to the bone in less than a minute. Not found in American waters. Until now. Piranha, they're here, and they're hungry.
Forces of judo and kung fu karate explode across the screen in The Tong Father. Unstoppable force. Together. Against all odds. An awesome display of martial arts. With murderous techniques unlike anything ever seen before. As two extraordinary men combine for revenge against the force of evil. The Crippled Masters.
Groovy. I wonder if someday somebody's gonna say, hey, you know what? That Zombo croaked. We got all those old radio shows. Let's play one on the radio. Ha ha ha. Listen to this guy. He's out of his mind. Then if they play this, they'll say, wow, that guy was almost prophetic. He actually thought that somebody'd play his old radio shows. And then they did. And he's talking about it right now. Ooh, this is spooking me, man. Don't do that to me. It's like that mirror picture of a mirror picture with that mirror picture in there. You never know. I do save all my air checks, believe it or not. I have air checks going back to like the 80s. And they're just all in the big old dusty stack. Isn't that sickening? Eh, you know, what can I tell you? Could be worse. You could be one of the Americans that aren't preparing for the potential serious pandemic flu. That's right, man. The answer is yeah. It's impossible to predict when the next flu pandemic will occur. Or how severe it... Well, let me lose some of this music that I got to play. Why talk over good stuff? And I can talk over junk. What's this? What am I listening to? That sounds like Lou Reed. That's the question everybody wants to know. Can Lou Reed? I kill me. This is from his new... Oh, man. See, this guy's, what, 100 now? Yeah, he's, what, about 150? Lou Reed from his new record called Berlin Live at St. Anne's Warehouse. I guess he just broke into a warehouse with a guitar and started playing and said, hey, record me. Hello, over here, Mr. Engineer. You Lou Reed? I thought you were dead. No, I'm not dead. I'm Lou Reed. Yeah, that's right. Now I'm going to sing some songs. All right, so what do you want me to do? Let's record, and I'll have me a brand new album out, and I won't even have to write anything new because I am old. All I'd write about now is my hemorrhoids, and I'd write about my rheumatiz and my bursitis. You know, I'm surprised a lot of these old rock and roll guys like Lou Reed, they don't do like rock songs about the bursitis. You know, there's not enough songs about bursitis and rheumatiz. You know? Then where is my PSA on rheumatiz and bursitis? I don't get it. You know, we're talking about pandemic flu, we're talking about influenza, we're talking about macular degeneration, we're talking about meningitis. Where are the PSAs for rheumatiz and bursitis? I want to know. I'm an inquiring mind, and I had enough of Lou Reed. This is Jay Retard. My goodness, look at the time. Go ahead, see if I care. 12:36, Zombo, when you brain till 3 o'clock. And Lee Baby comes in and lets you have it, boom, right between the eyes. That's just like the ear area. He was aiming for your ears, but he just happened to get you between the eyes. And this is Seesaw, because it's the first track on this record. It's very easy to cue up, and I don't have to think about it. And I can just write it down, ding, 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 ding. There it is. You want to know some other things? I'll tell you a thing or two. Or three. Oh, man. You want to know about shows on RCT? I'm going to try my psychic abilities, all right? I'm going to figure out what you want. Okay? Huh, let me think here. Wow, you guys don't care at all, do you? That's pretty sad. Oh, man, anything other than Seesaw. How about something else? Look at the Seesaw. Did you see what she saw? That's what she said. What's this? This is something from Pierre Vervolosium. Wow. Interesting. This is different. I've never heard this. This is kind of cool. This is kind of cool. It's probably gonna stink, you know. No! Dang! This is good! In my opinion, which know, I'm on the side of the radio, chumps. So, I like it. It's a little old. That's kind of cool, though. That might be, I wonder if the rest of it's any good. I mean, it's kind of cool. It's called Bubba Bubba. The record's called Not Even Close by Pierre Vizlosium. You know what? Let's try another track. Follow me over to the machine. Let's see if that's a fluke. Huh? Let's see what we got here. Well. Well, it's interesting. You gotta give the guy props for. This is something, I don't know what it is, but it's kind of doing something to me. I don't know why. Let's try another one. I mean, that didn't knock me out, not like the first one. That was kind of cool. Alright, now we're getting into the techno crap that just bores me out of my mind. I don't know, should I take this or not? What do you say? Call 412-621-WRCT if you think I should, if I should illegally put this disc in my machine. Let's try another CD. Cause I sure as heck ain't got the money to buy stuff. It's just not a good investment these days. Alright, now it's just slowly going downhill. Now it's just starting to burn me up. Starting to irritate me. One more. If one more track on this stinks, I'll know the first track was just a fluke. Oh, this is hurting my brain. What's Louis Louis? I wonder if that's Louis Louis. Let's try this. Hey, this ain't bad. Because they say the disc goes all over the place. I might take this, you know? It's just weird enough. So you're going to hear a little bit of this every now and then every week. Yeah, I'd be digging it. You know? I mean, not every track can be a winner, you know? Not every track can be a winner. You know, so let me get this out of here. Cool. Coming up. Oh, man. Almost 1 o'clock. We need a new clock on the wall. You know that? Yeah, old clock on the wall. I just ain't with it. All right, we're going to do some more deluxe interior party tapes for 1 o'clock. And boy, you're going to get it then. You're going to get the concert calendar. Zombo style. Whatever that means. It means in which the style I do it. Alright, that. Oh boy, yeah. Definitely. Hang on, I gotta hold my nose. I'm taking the new Lou Reed out. Man! I don't get it. Maybe I'll listen a little bit more to that Lou Reed, but. That boy just. That man. And that grandpa. You know, this guy's like grandpa age. You know? You imagine your grandpa putting a record out now? He would do songs about his rheumatiz and his bursitis. These guys got to start acting their age. You know, Lou Reed's about, 73 now? 73? He's in his 70s? I think he's, you know, he comes out there, he has his, comes out in his walker, and he does, oh, my rheumatiz. And then everybody's, yay, I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. Then he does songs about adult wearing adult diapers. See, I really think the rock and roll musicians of, like those guys, and I got to talk to Lee about some of his underground guys. I bet they should all get together and do like a record, you know, like just to address their older, aging rock and roll crowd. Yeah, that's right. I think you put that down. You hear about, oh, my grandkids, they did this. Them rotten kids, they went here and they, I don't know what they did with my prescriptions. Where's my prescriptions? That would be a great song, man. I would pay big money to hear Lou Reed sing about where's my prescriptions for my rheumatiz. Oh, man. My emphysema's acting up. That's just funny names, too, for disease. Why don't you just give them simple names? Why they got to be these ridiculously long names? You know? That's some of those diseases, man. Instead of calling it like, you know, whatever. I don't know. But anyhow, I'm waiting for Lou Reed to come out with Where's My Prescriptions for My Rheumatiz? Yeah, and then the other thing gets me too, like a lot of these guys, you know, the Who still sings My Generation, which is the hope I die before I get old. Man, you're going on 80 years old, man. I don't know how old you're going to plan on getting, but like old is like, you know, you get past 30, man. Dang, gone euphemism is. My euphonium's kicking in. Ariel. I don't know. What is, you know, that's the thing that gives me. It's just like, I just see him. Like, I hope I die before I get old. Man, you're 73. You know? Hope I die before I get 92? Hope I die before. Oh, boy. Go figure. All right. Speaking of croaking, Lux Interior croaked at 62. What's this? This is a neat song. Yeah, this is old. This is his old cassette tapes. Of his old party tapes from his records. He was a hell of a record collector. Had a great record collection. The sad thing is, they're probably like, you know, I wonder what happens to record collectors. So somebody spends their whole life collecting records. Oh, I got this record. Oh, boy. I got this record. Oh, boy. And they croak. All of a sudden, it goes on eBay. That's a jip. What a jip. I think there should be like pyramids and people should be buried with their stuff. Just like Egyptian pyramids. You know, if you're going to spend your whole life with your record collection, why give it to your wife or your kids? They're going to go, oh, hey, what are these dumb old records Dad had? I don't know, man. They sure are corny. Hey, how about catch? You know, and they start playing Frisbee. Or they say, you know, let's have a garage sale. Let's get rid of Dad's old records. How much for this original Buddy Holly record you want? I'll give you a dime. And that's what happens. That's why I think, Pittsburgh, listen up. All you record collectors, put in your will when you croak, you get buried with your collection. You deserve it.
Thank you.
W-R-C-T.
Oh, some super nice nostalgia there. Zombo's Deep Archive continues. This is the end of this show, even though there was two more hours when this was originally broadcast, February the 6th, 2009. It was my tribute to Lux Interior. He had died, like 13 years ago? Pretty much, just fell over dead. And I had some, really nice tapes and some really nice archive stuff. I was friends with his brother, Mike the Spike, and he did my radio show quite a bit when I was in Akron. He lives in the Los Angeles now. And anyhow, just winding this down, don't forget my regular show, Zombo in Your Brain, tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Once again, Zombo's Deep Archives, playing old shows. These are all old shows, so don't go to any of the things I'm saying. This goes back to 2009. So next week is going to be Friday the 13th.
Welcome to Gym Rats.
Hello. Welcome.
We're back. It's me, DJ Small Cauliflower.
And me, DJ Oh Boy. Almost tricked you.
Yeah, I was almost you. But for today, we are celebrating, that's what I was going to say, is we're celebrating DJ Oh Boy's birthday. Woo! The big 2-2. So, oh, we're getting a call. Is someone calling to say happy birthday to DJ Oh Boy?
Maybe. Or maybe they're telling us we're too loud.
They're saying...
Oh, wait, no. This is the doorbell.
We have a doorbell now.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Sorry. My bad. But you guys should call in and wish DJ Oh Boy a happy birthday.
Yeah, if you want to wish me happy birthday, you can call. It's 412-268-9728.
Yeah.
So... I think that's the right
one. The right one. Yeah. I think one time we gave away the wrong one. But yeah, so this playlist is all about DJ Oh Boy and turning the age that they're turning. So we're celebrating, and it's going to be a fun time.
Yay. Thanks for tuning in.
Oh, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Yes.
That I cannot seem to break. It feels good, it feels good.